introduce them to Netflix or Prime or something. And people are like, you can't, like, I'd rather them watch a movie than sitting there watching news all day long. If that's what they choose to do, get them to move around and let them watch a decent movie, a documentary or something, versus the news. The news is very unhealthy for people.
So you mentioned, Helena, that you're from Africa, specifically Liberia, I think, right?
Yes, I am.
That's very cool. Any similarities that you see with how we take care of each other here versus back home?
We're very, very family oriented. One of the things my grandmother, rest her soul, she would always say when she came to America, we work too much. She just said, you guys are always working.
I agree.
We're very, very family oriented. We don't have nursing homes. Oh. Our elders took care of us, so we take care of them. Whether it's a grandparent, a great uncle, a great aunt, we take care of our loved ones. And you tend to see that here. Unless there's a physical challenge where we're not able to, then you may have a supportive environment. But very seldom you will see here in America, you don't see us put our loved ones in nursing homes. We don't have them. The elder gains a lot of respect, mm-hmm. and we give it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a problem with a marriage, they're taking it to the family. They're pulling in the elder and they're going to pull everyone together and you're going to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. That's our marriage and family counseling session right there. they're starting to open up ideas of mental wellness, mental health. Mm-hmm. But of course, culturally, we are a people who rely on our faith, we rely within the family.
Right.
Of course, looking at the cultural aspects, sometimes still dealing with shame. It's not, I don't want to call it stigma. Mm-hmm. Here we use the word stigma. We look at it being more shameful. And I know some folks will ask me, well, what's the difference?
Right.
Sometimes it's more of a sign of weakness. That's how it's more so looked at, more so than what we look at here when we talk about the stigma and the embarrassment and a moral failure. Mm-hmm. Here we look at it as a moral failure to have addiction, to have a mental, you know, challenge. Mm-hmm. In my country, it's not that way. But the family orientation, I mean, you'll see generations just loving on each other. But the love of family is just, it's tremendous, and the support of community.
What was it that got you into this field in the first place?
Well, originally, I had a bleeding heart. And because I came from another country with two African parents raising me in America back in the day, I said I was just going to be a therapist working with girls from foreign countries because their parents don't get it. I was a teenager when I said that. And all through high school, everyone asked me, what were you going to be? I said, I'm going to be a therapist working with girls who have come from foreign countries. Obviously, God had other plans and I broadened. And one of the things that was key for me was making sure that I worked in a very, very diverse manner to make sure I could meet the family's needs.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, thank
you.
So
grateful.
I thank you guys for allowing me the time. So hopefully, you know, it's beneficial for your audience.
Thank you, Helena Washington, for your expertise.
Oh, yes. And to our listeners, let's hear your concerns when it comes to seniors in your circles. Drop us a line by downloading the KBLA 1580 app, clicking on the mic, and leaving us a voice message.
Yes, and please also reach out to us at beforeyougo.tv. That's the website, beforeyougo.tv. We want to hear from you.
And before we go,
we want to remind everyone that connecting with our seniors is sometimes just a phone call away.
Just pick up the phone and make that call.
There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Morgan Wood, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Protests continue over the death of a 25-year-old black man in Ohio. Authorities say Jaylen Walker shot at cops who tried to pull him over for a traffic stop, prompting eight of them to return fire, killing Walker. All of the officers involved are on paid administrative leave. The CEO of Sheetz is cutting fuel prices for the holiday weekend. Travis Sheetz announced that traveling families will get some financial relief for the 4th of July weekend and has priced gas at Sheetz locations between $3.49 and $3.99 a gallon. And the Memphis Grizzlies are securing their future. ESPN is reporting that the team agreed to a 5-year deal with guard Ja Morant that could be worth up to $231 million. And that's the latest. I'm Morgan Wood on your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
With a change of weather comes a change of pests. Whether it's termites, bedbugs, or rodents, Stanley Pest Control can provide you a green approach to solve all your pest issues. Get help today. For a free inspection, visit stanleypest.com. That's stanleypest.com.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
Better believe it, bro.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the subjects that black families don't like to talk about enough around the dinner table and just when they're sitting around the house. Subjects like addictions, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. When I wake up in the morning, I ask myself one question: what can I do to help myself? And then I ask the question, what can I do to help somebody else live their best life? Speaking of living your best life, we always give you a word from Sister Nawili. And the word this week is, we're just like a radio. We vibrate at a frequency that we're tuned into. And her suggestion is to tune into love. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus that you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell a friend to download that KBLA Talk 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and today we're talking about the business of addiction. Not the economics of addiction, not just the living, making a living, working in the field of addiction, but we're talking about the business of making a life during and after experiencing addiction. I have two addiction counselors, educators, and most importantly, addiction overcomers in the studio with me today. Cindy Madre, case management, substance abuse counselor for over 33 years. She worked for the state federal halfway house system, youth recovery, shelter for women and children, and she works in both traditional and non-traditional treatment. For the last 17 years, she's been counseling in medicated assistant treatment, specifically methadone treatment centers. And then we have with us today my brother Richard Whitley. He's recently retired, so he's kicking back relaxing these days. But Richard has worked as a certified addiction specialist, supervisor, and domestic violence counselor for over 30 years. His joy is to be able to reach back and try to help those that are going through some of the same things he experienced in his life. So Cindy and Richard, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Smith.
Well, you know, I'm glad you guys are here today, and it's no secret, or at least I'll take the secret away. We know each other because we work together at Medmark
right.
Treatment Centers, which is a methadone treatment clinic in the neighborhood that most of us, I know me and Cindy grew up in on 120th and Avalon. You know, so we're there helping as many people as we can. So I'm going to start with you, Cindy. I want you to tell the audience not just where you've been, but where you're going and how you got involved in this thing called addiction counseling and where your passion comes from. Give us a little background on you.
Okay, I'll give you a little background. Cindy Madeer. I have 31 years of recovery. I was an alcoholic and an addict. And right here in Los Angeles, I had my trials and tribulations. I've been in three programs. Two of them I was in there for my parents, my son, and past relationships. And that last program I was in for myself, and that was over 31 years ago. You know, and I had always worked in the field of helping others, the halfway house system, the homeless shelters. But I can tell you a secret that I never wanted to be a counselor, but my higher power made it possible. My higher power made it possible. And I always say that God has jokes because he dropped me in this field and he won't let me out. You know, and that's how I know I'm in the right place. Even though I have the book knowledge, I have the personal experience, but I'm a firm believer in quality patient care. It's about me assisting the client, not just from across from my desk, but outside of the office as well, from my desk. You know, it's about understanding where they come from, understanding that they don't understand, you know, and the importance of that you have to be, you must be willing to want to change in order to get over addiction. You know, I'm a teacher from experience. I'm a teacher from book knowledge. But most of all, I teach especially from the heart, straight from the heart, because I have a passion about being a service to others.
Cindy, and that passion comes through loud and clear. I absorb you a lot in the office and all the interaction that you have, not just with the people who come in and out of the office, but you're always engaged with somebody or someone who either needs help or is offering help or offering us, you know, a group session, or, you know, I never see you just idle. You're always busy and working towards helping others. And I really admire that about you.
Thank you.
My brother, Richard.
Hey,
Mr. Retiree. You got a couple of minutes here. Give us a little bit about your history and your background and how you got into this field.
All right. I grew up in the projects in Harbor City, and going in and out of the court system, prisons and different things like that. And then I finally came to a realization with my addiction, and also I needed a change in my life because the system that I was, or the life I was, lifestyle I was living, I was outgrown it. So I came to a conclusion that I needed a change in my life. Mm-hmm. And the only way that I could see making a change is by becoming more of a spiritual man. And that's what I tried to do. And in that process, I wanted to give back. Once I got clean, once I got focused, I wanted to reach back. That's when I got into the drug addiction industry business. Mm-hmm. I reached out to my sister who owned a clinic at that time, and she said, if you're going to, you know, abide by the rule, do right, I'll look out for you. Uh-huh. And that's what she did. And like I said earlier, I was addicted, and then, like I said, I wanted to be a help to those that was going down the same avenues and streets that I was going down.
Okay, you kind of glossed over it a little bit, but you mentioned the fact that your sister had actually her own clinic.
Yes.
And I remember us having this conversation when I first met you. Was she one of the first black women to own an addiction clinic in Los Angeles?
Not the first, but it wasn't that many.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a PA. She was going to...
What does PA mean?
Physician's assistant.
Okay.
And she wanted to become a doctor, mm-hmm. but she got married, had a child. And then she always used to tell me the reason why she got into the methadone or the addiction part of the industry is because she used to look at me and say that, hey, I need to help my brother if I can. And she did that by way of, you know, coaching me, telling me I can do it, giving me that confidence mm-hmm. and the strength to, you know, just move forward.
Right. And that's very important, that family support. I know one of the things that helps most people when they're in a situation of addiction is family support. And for your sister,
that was real pivotal in my life.
Absolutely.
If I didn't have that, I don't know. I probably would have continued to go in and out the system mm-hmm. or, you know.
That's what you needed. And that's what we all
it was what I needed at that time.
Absolutely. And we all need that all the time. Whether you're addicted or not, having strong family support is going to, you know, play a key role in how you proceed in life and the things you're able to accomplish, because you have to have somebody that cares about you and somebody you care about that's always supporting you and in your ear. So we're going to continue and get a little deeper into this subject of the business of addiction. In studio with me is Cindy Madeira and Richard Whitley, who are both have 30 years of experience in counseling and education as far as the drug treatment goes. And they also have their own experiences, which has given them the impetus and the passion to want to help as many people as they can. So this is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
You know those cigarette butts that you see every day? They're made of microplastics and they line our streets and waterways. On California beaches, they're the number one plastic you'll find. Over 35 years, cleanups have collected millions combined. But no matter where you see them, they're all getting smaller, eventually leaching into our food, our air, our water. The tobacco industry's to blame for all of the harm that they do. For the harm to the people we love, and the harm to you too. Learn more at undo.org.
Macy's 4th of July sale has everything you need to make a splash at the barbecue, with great deals like 50 to 60% off swimwear for all, and dry off with plush Charter Club beach towels for $40. Plus, get 40% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandal Sale. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
We're back. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And we're having a conversation today with two of my colleagues, Cindy Madeira and Richard Whitley, who have both been in the industry much longer than me. I've been an addiction counselor for 3 years, and they've both been in addiction counselors for 30. So I learn from them. They get tired of me running their office asking questions about what to do in certain situations. But I appreciate them being here today because these two individuals can go deep. They can give us some depth of what it is like to work through addiction, as well as how to get help. And we, as we know, they both had addiction challenges in their life. And when I was in school to become an addiction counselor, I noticed that at least half of the class, if not 60% of the class, had been addicted at one time in their life. And there were the minority of us in the class didn't. And I thought about what my journey was like and how I ended up there. And it was a family connection, really. And I had a brother and a sister both die in their early 40s from alcoholism. My college roommate, my best friend in high school and college, we lived together, we did everything together. He died in his early 50s from an alcohol addiction, which masked the fact that he had prostate cancer and didn't do anything about it. And took him out. And I could go on and on and on about the people that I personally know and love and been involved with. And in the ministry for the last 25 years, countless families, countless mothers, my son, my daughter, my husband, coming to me, wanting to know what to do, no clue how to get help. And that's what inspired me. Even though I could approach anything from a spiritual perspective, you know, we can find something in the book about everything. But I said, nah, I need to know a little bit more. So I went to the program out of Loyola Marymount Extension Program and got my certificate to be an addiction counselor. And after working at mental illness facilities and other in-house facilities, I ended up at MedMark. And that's where I met the two of you. And needless to say, my information base has grown immensely just by being around you guys. So, Richard, you were talking about how you got started and the fact that when you decided to change your life, your sister was in the business and had her own establishment. And she said, as long as you do right, you can come here and get it together. Yeah. And you did right, have been doing right for over 30 years. But I think, you know, here at KBLA, Talk 1580, you know, we want to emphasize the positive things that go on in our community. And your sister was a pioneer. So tell us a little bit about that experience. I mean, didn't you tell me your office is in Century City?
Well, it started in Linwood. Mm-hmm. We were on Atlantic, right off Martin Luther King. And it was LA Health Services at that time. And she had went into business with her and a friend, and it just grew. We went over to Avalon and 118th. I mean, it got closed down, so she picked that up, and then she got that back running. Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, that's when she moved to Century City, and we became Tri-City Institute. Mm-hmm. And it was some ups and downs. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think because of the color of the skin was one of the issues, too. Uh-huh. You know, she being a minority female, mm-hmm. Very boisterous, you know.
Spoke her mind, so
yeah,
to speak.
She spoke what was on her mind all the time. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning for me because this was a job I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, that plays into a lot of things. When you go to a job every morning, you get up and you're not, oh, I got to go to work. Yeah. I don't want to go there. No, I got up and I enjoy going to work because I was dealing with people that I had a bond with, mm-hmm. people I felt like I could help them and lead them in the right direction. So it was like a joy for mm-hmm. me to go to work each day.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't dreading anything.
You got to be happy with what you do. And as you were talking, I remember my first days at MedMark treatment centers, and it was my first time in medicated assisted treatment. And when you think about opioid addicts, which is what we deal with on a daily basis, you know, everybody has this image in their head as to what opioid addicts look like and how they act. And, you know, they're homeless, they're dirty, they don't, you know, they you know, we just have this image that the TV and everybody has taught us. And I remember my first days in that office, and I'm looking at these people coming in and out, and I'm seeing people with suits and ties on and, you know, on their way to work.
Yes.
And I saw, you know, somebody walk by my office one day, and I thought it was one of the doctors who worked in the building, but it was a client. And then I realized that people from every walk of life was coming through that door early in the morning to get their treatment so they can have a normal day at work and have a normal day when they got home with their family. And this stigma that we have thrown on addiction, the whole society has, that if you're addicted, you're a menace, there's something wrong with you, you know, your mind ain't right, your soul ain't right, your spirit ain't right. And they throw this jacket on people. When I personally, being in the ministry for over 25 years, I've never met anybody who wasn't addicted to something.
Absolutely.
May be food, it may be a person, it may be something, but anything that you become attached to the point where it starts to have negative influences on your life and you continue to do it, that's an addiction. So when you, the mothers that would call me, I'd go by and talk to them. My son, my daughter, I just don't understand why she just can't quit. And while she's saying this to me, she got a cup of coffee in one hand and an unlit cigarette in the other hand, waiting for me to leave so she could light it. And I looked at this one lady one day. I said, you know, could you make it through the day without that cup of coffee and that cigarette? Well, that's legal. You know, they got defensive on me then. But I'm trying to get her and everybody to understand that addiction is not something that's odd or unique. We all face forms of it, just like we all face forms of mental illness. We may have a mild depression, but depressed nonetheless. You know, so, you know, that's what excited me about the industry and the trade and the information I found that lets me know that we're all in this thing together and we need to try to help each other and give everybody a platform to help themselves.
And just let me say this real quick. When I was working in Century City, and I'm glad you brought it up because addiction doesn't have a color barrier. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't affect just the poor or rich. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I had a caseload at one time of a couple of doctors, entertainers, movie actors. I had keys to their house, mm-hmm. and I was going there delivering their medication to them. Mm-hmm. And they were no different than the people I was also dealing with on 120th and Avalon.
Right.
It's just that these individuals had money mm-hmm. and these didn't.
That's it.
But the same attitude, the same demeanors, the same issues was going on in both locations.
Both locations. Cindy, let's talk to you a second. I know, and I've witnessed you in at work, so, and I already told you how much I admire what you do. But give us some in-depth of what you think the most important thing people need to know when they're in this situation where they're seeking help.
Sorry.
That's okay. Some water there.
One, I want to just really reiterate mm-hmm. and just piggyback on something Richard said. When it comes to addiction, it's equal opportunity. You don't need an interview. There's no age limit. You don't have to be 21. Mm-hmm. You can be 2. They don't care. Especially the ones that turns us on to it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's an opportunity for them because we have the money. Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on and on and on. But just overall, you know, I solely understand how Richard feels because I've been there. You know, and working in the different industries and working with the multitude of people, you know, we deal with people from all walks of life. He summed it up. It does, from the outhouse to the White House. From somebody with no bottoms with red bottoms. Addiction is addiction. And for me, it's like what I do understand is just like when I listen to you, what caused you to or made you look forward to getting into this field. You know, sometimes people don't have to be a Richard or a Cindy. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes because of us, like your sister, it was because of you that you inspired her. We're still an inspiration for mm-hmm. somebody to want to help people like us that's never used the drugs. And you have people like us that's used that have been blessed to be in this field. Like I say, many are called to this field, and there's a chosen few to stay. Mm-hmm. And just because you have a lot of people in the classroom that's clean and sober because they have the experience does not mean that they are always designed to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a passion, and you have to have a love for people to want to see them do better.
Right. One of the things that I found in my time, and I'm sure you guys have experienced over and over, and Richard said it earlier, you know, there has to be a time when the individual, either inspired or uninspired by someone else, says enough is enough. You know, so Cindy, what was the turning point? What was that incident that what happened to make you say, you know what, I'm going another direction, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life helping folks?
Well, what happened was, is like I was in the field. I was clean and sober before. This mm-hmm. is not my. This is my last go round for 31 years. Prior to that, my last, they called it a relapse, my last want to, mm-hmm. because I was convinced that I can control a drink and mm-hmm. control some drugs. Mm-hmm. I was 3.5 years clean and sober, and I bought the lie. Mm-hmm. I bought my own lie because I was doing illegal activity, and I became a customer to my own product.
I got you.
My last run was 48 hours, mm-hmm. 48 long hours, to the point where before I even took the first one, I pawned my motorcycle. Mm. You know, and I was supposed to go to work that day. Instead of turning left, I turned right. Mm-hmm. And just in my apartment building, it took me from my apartment to the roof, to the hallway that leads to the roof. Mm-hmm. You know, and someone from my job that I didn't like, I had to call them, and they did a 12-step call on me. Mm-hmm. And see, God is good, because here in Los Angeles, you cannot get in a program on a weekend. Mm-hmm. And God made it possible that I got into the Way Back In on a Sunday. Mm. That's how I knew. And at 15 days clean and sober, reading A Vision for You, mm-hmm. I surrendered. And when I surrendered, I've been here ever since through all life experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got tired in 48 hours, mm-hmm. tired. And I had to start all over. And here I am 31 years later.
You know, and since you've been on this journey, mm-hmm. there are other things that have happened in life that you've experienced. Has that been an asset to you as far as, I notice you do a lot of outreach. I notice you spend a lot of time in virtual group experiences. Mm-hmm. So I have to just assume that that's not just for them, but some of that is for you as well. So talk to us a little bit about the benefit of having that clan, that organization, that somebody behind you and with you to talk to.
Well, the benefits for me was a 12-step program, Alcoholics Anonymous, that led me to go to Narcotics Anonymous and Cocaine Anonymous. But I had to get my foundation in Alcoholics Anonymous once I realized that I was an alcoholic, and mm-hmm. that alcohol kicks me off. If I have a drink, I'm going to Disneyland, Never Never Land, mm-hmm. and I'll be hanging out with the Pirates of the Caribbean, period. You know,
right.
And those are the people that I would not bring to the family mm-hmm. dinner on Sundays or the family reunion. And so with that, I was able to turn my life around, become willing to work a job. Please understand, it was just a job. Mm-hmm. And God made it possible for me to lose two jobs to appreciate when I got dropped off in methadone 17 years ago. And mm-hmm. that's when I found out where I belong as a counselor. And that using the platforms, in which, since the pandemic, the virtual platform is amazing, because people do get clean and sober on virtual platforms, because you get to see people all over the world that's experiencing and practicing these 12 principles and the steps in their life to stay clean and sober.
You know, thank you guys for that insight and that background. And we're going to, when we come forward, we're going to get a little deeper into some questions that you know, that'll take us through the process of start to finish as far as getting help, sustaining the help that we need, and coming out on the other side, living a prosperous and successful life in spite of everything that we've been through. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to KVLA Talk 1580, and this is Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Morgan Wood, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Protests continue over the death of a 25-year-old black man in Ohio. Authorities say Jaylen Walker shot at cops who tried to pull him over for a traffic stop, prompting eight of them to return fire, killing Walker. All of the officers involved are on paid administrative leave. The CEO of Sheetz is cutting fuel prices for the holiday weekend. Travis Sheetz announced that traveling families will get some financial relief for the 4th of July weekend and has priced gas at Sheetz locations between $3.49 and $3.99 a gallon. And the Memphis Grizzlies are securing their future. ESPN is reporting that the team agreed to a 5-year deal with guard Ja Morant that could be worth up to $231 million. And that's the latest. I'm Morgan Wood on your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
With a change of weather comes a change of pests. Whether it's termites, bedbugs, or rodents, Stanley Pest Control can provide you a green approach to solve all your pest issues. Get help today. For a free inspection, visit StanleyPest.com. That's StanleyPest.com.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me, on me, on me.
Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural looking wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
Summer is on the way, so let Venus get you summertime smooth. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin Collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The collection includes a razor that has an irritation defense bar, skin-smoothing exfoliant, 2-in-1 cleanser and shave gel, soothing serum, and the hair and skin softening oil. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the products on their own or as a part of a collection at all major retailers where you typically find your favorite Venus products.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're here in studio today with two of my colleagues, Cindy Madeer and Richard Whitley. Both have over 30 years experience in addiction counseling and helping people through that process. They have their own life experiences, as do I. Mine were a little different from theirs. Cindy kind of made reference to one of them back in my day in college, and shortly thereafter, I was that guy that everybody called when it was time to have a party. need I say any more? You know, so and we progressed through that. You know, I had some situations in my life that happened that made me say, you know what, you think you got it all together, but you're missing something. And that missing something is what led me to practitioner classes, which are counseling classes from a spiritual perspective. And next thing I knew, I was in the school of ministry. And the next thing I knew, you know, the man, Gerald, the party man, Gerald, became Minister Gerald. So we all have our transitions that we go through in life. And what's important is that when we come out on the other side, we reach out and grab somebody else's hand. And that's what we do. So here's a question for both of you. What was the most difficult for you to overcome in making that in that shift? And I ask that question because I know there's somebody listening to this that's thinking they need to make that change. They want to reach out. It might be a family member who knows that there's somebody in their family that needs some help. But it's difficult. It's not easy. So start with you, Cindy. What was the most difficult thing for you to overcome?
Being honest about it. Being honest about my addiction because, you know, tried to mask it for so long, like I had normality, my behavior's changed. Mm-hmm. My responsibilities changed me, the person. I still was able to maintain appearance, but it's just when I came home 3 or 4 days later, the appearance wasn't maintained. Right. You know, and the focus was always on the next one. Mm-hmm. You know, so outside of the mental, emotional neglect, being a mom, the blessing was that my parents helped raise my child. Mm-hmm. My family
stepped in,
mm-hmm. you know, and those were the changes, you know, being honest about the addiction because I just wanted to be normal like some people who can go to work and do a little drugs and drink a little bit and, and don't nothing end up being missing.
Yeah.
You know, see, yeah. So it's I wasn't fortunate.
You use the word that I hear a lot when it comes to this topic, and that word was normal. And it's normal to be able to go to the party and get toe down drunk, stagger home, pray to the porcelain gods, fall out on the bed, and wake up the next morning, shower, and go to work. That's normal, what normal people do. But addicted people, they do the same thing. That they can't pull themselves together enough to go to work. To continue, you know, to be what we call prosperous and progressive. So we say they have an issue, but the other people are normal.
But just come to think of it, you know, years ago, everybody would get their checks mm-hmm. at 12 noon. And then I'm a firm believer that addiction changed that people get their checks at the end of the shift because we weren't coming back to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of things changed if society really look at it. Addictive personalities, drug addicts, alcoholics, we change the system, mm-hmm. you know, and what was normal, what the word normal is used a lot, mm-hmm. How we were raised, that was normal. Now, me being in recovery, I live a normal life today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a homeowner. Mm-hmm. I go to work. I'm a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. I'm a wife. I'm all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal. I go on trips.
Mm-hmm.
That's what life is.
Mm-hmm.
So I can really say it can be normal to most people. Then I can say what is normal is my way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed and had multiple chances to be free.
Gotcha. Richard, what was most difficult for you?
Coming to the realization that I needed help. Excuse me. And also loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love myself. I didn't love nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big issue what drove my addiction, I do believe, in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't care, if you don't love yourself,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to love someone else? That comes with the selling the drugs, using the drugs, the attitude, the lifestyle that you live. And that was a big issue with me. And realizing, too, that I needed a change in my life was a big issue, too, with me. I didn't see myself as needing help. I'm good, you know. If I changed, then you know that wouldn't be me.
Exactly.
So I had this warped understanding and thought of myself and how life was supposed to be.
Yeah, this is, if I'm doing what I want to do, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah. I guess the difficult part in my journey in relating is that people don't understand. They understand illnesses. They understand when they have indigestion. They understand when they have a headache. They understand when the doctor says, I got cancer, I got high blood pressure, I got diabetes. They get that. They don't have a problem with that. But they forget that the one thing that controls all those things is the brain. And if there's something a little bit off balance, if the brain is excreting a little too much of this and not enough of that, it's going to cause a reaction. And that reaction, you know, don't want to get too scientific and difficult, is addiction to something.
Yes.
So are we normal? Yes, we are. We're going to continue our conversation with Richard Whitley and Cindy Madeira, who are 30 years worth of experience and knowledge in this addiction field. Stay with us. Urban Family Focus. We'll be right back.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Parents are having to face the choice to give children under 5 the COVID vaccine. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. A vaccinated couple, Antonio and Tanaja Kizzy, have a 3-year-old daughter and have reservations about giving her the COVID-19 vaccine. Reasons include her developing and growing body and the newness of the vaccine. The Kizzys want to wait a little bit to see about any reported side effects. The couple adds that they do believe in science and vaccines, both have received their booster shot, but still have reservations about their daughter, who is only 3. Parents, grandparents, and caretakers, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Hit us up on social media on all platforms at KBLA 1580. I'm Myesha Cairo, and there sure is a lot to talk about.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios is holding a Podcasting for Beginners class. Join us online on Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. Learn how to set up, record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Sign up today. To register, visit morrismediastudios.com. That's morrismediastudios.com. Or give us a call at 323-815-4204. Start your podcast today.
Macy's 4th of July sale has everything you need to make a splash at the barbecue, with great deals like 50 to 60% off swimwear for all, and dry off with plush Charter Club beach towels for $40. Plus, get 40% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandal Sale. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Thanks for having our backs in year one. We appreciate you downloading our KBLA 1580 app and spreading the word about the talk of the town. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And before we continue with Urban Family Focus in our conversation with Cindy and Richard, who are have a lot of experience and knowledge to share with us in addiction. I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is sponsored by the Los Angeles Urban League. And for over the past 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has played a key role in this city in helping people find jobs, helping people get on track, get loans for their businesses, not just loans for their business, but helping them in ways of maintaining and sustaining the businesses that they start. They have a special program they call BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, which helps families not just learn how to make money, but learn how to sustain that money and, most importantly, pass it down to generations to create some generational wealth within the Black community. So I urge everybody to go on laul.org, that's the Urban League's website, and see all the various programs that they have available and how they can help you and your family take that next step in life, be it education, be it business, or be it helping someone else. So we're back, Miss Cindy.
Excuse me.
And we've been talking about addiction and what were some of the most difficult times that you have, and those are the same for everybody else. And a lot of people may not understand, you know, where this thing addiction comes from. You know, I mentioned before we took a little pause that the brain is the key. And when somebody says high blood pressure runs in my family, nobody has an issue with that. But if somebody says addiction runs in my family or mental illness runs in my family, that's an issue. That's like, oh, no, not, you know, I come from my mother's maiden name was Fulcher, the Fulcher family, you know, and we proud folk from Shreveport, Louisiana. Ain't none of that going on in our family, you know, when I was growing up as a kid. You know, but as I got older, you know, I have relatives who did the, you know, the research, you know, and all the family history and all that kind of stuff. And we found out that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with here right now today as a family, we've been dealing with since day one as a family. So family history has a lot to do with people becoming or being prone to becoming addicted. It doesn't mean you're going to be addicted, but it just sets that stage. Mental disorders, Richard, you mentioned troubled relationships, and particularly if it's a troubled relationship with yourself. So all of those things lead to it. And here we are. And one of the things that we have experienced at and we're doing currently is the medicated assisted treatment program that we're involved in. So Cindy, tell us, you know, why is it important to educate the communities about these medicated assistant treatment programs? And what do you see the big benefit is there?
Well, it's important to educate the community because of the stigmas that comes with, I'm going to say methadone treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, well, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's a drug, but they have to understand, they must understand that there's two types of methadone, really three types. One you get from the pain management, mm-hmm. and one you get from a methadone clinic, and the other one you buy off the streets. Two are prescribed by a doctor. At the methadone clinic, they get dosed every day by a licensed nurse. Mm-hmm. And you have to get stabilized so that it can get in your system so that it can assist you in not using the opiates. You know, and because of the stigma for years ago that methadone clinics were known as a juice bar, it's more to it. Methadone mm-hmm. saved lives.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp,
Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and B-Warp. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580. Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural looking wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, challenging you to be the change you want to see. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles Incorporated is a nonprofit, community-based organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for African Americans and other minorities by enhancing educational and economic opportunities for youth with initiatives like the Young Black Scholars Program, the Junior Investment Program, and the Technology Summit. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles focuses on mentoring, education, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and leadership. They are a body of outstanding black men whose training, skills, and experiences adds value to their communities. To join the organization and make a difference, offer support, or sign up an eligible young scholar, visit 100BMLA.net, 100BMLA.net, or call 310-497-2176. That's 310-497-2176. This is the community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and we're closing out a conversation with two colleagues of mine, Richard Whitley and Cindy Madere. We want to know all we can know about this thing called addiction, but unfortunately, we don't have enough time to cover it all. But Cindy, there's one thing that I do want to touch on before we close today. I know that you are a proud member of the LGBT community, and tell us, if you will, if there was any challenges because of that that you faced or that you still see in the industry that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Yes, there were challenges. Me being in the LGBT community, in using drugs, it went against me. It went against me. I was raped a couple of times because of being a lesbian, going to purchase drugs, you know, and in the community itself. I mean, there's resources for us. There's centers. There's addiction was huge in the LGBT community because you don't want to feel because you're already being neglected by family or friends, people turning their back. So you turn to substance so you don't have to feel, you know, and a lot of times in turning to substance come with danger. There's no protection, you know, and then when we get clean and we realize we have that freedom to be ourselves, we come out openly because of having support and knowing the resources that are available that you can operate just like any other human being. But sometimes it has to be taught. Because of the stigma society has put out there in some family members. Acceptance. You know, I accept me. I had to learn that. My parents accepted me. I had that support, but everybody didn't have the support that I have.
Right.
So by me knowing that I can reach my hand out to somebody and show them there is support. You have the freedom and the rights to be you. You can get clean and sober. There's places for everybody, but there are also places for recovery for the LGBT community. They have centers right here in L.A.
You know, it's kind of like a double entendre. You know, we get, you know, racism comes in many forms. But when you're faced with something internally that you people are not accepting, so you hold it on to that. And then you got this addiction thing to compound the situation. But I'm pleased to say that the strength that you've shown and the programs that you participate in on a daily basis to help others is why I admire you so much.
Thank you.
Love you. Brother Richard, we only got a minute or two left, but I want you to touch on something that I know is near and dear to your heart. To tell us how what faith role that you know, why is faith so important in this recovery process?
Faith, I want to say, is based on love. Mm-hmm. And we know that love is a perfect bond of union.
Right.
We know that God is love.
Absolutely.
And we know that when we deal with people, we want to treat them with love, be it addiction, be it our wives, our kids, our neighbor. That love will mill over just about anything that might come up. Mm-hmm. It sounds strange, mm-hmm. but love has that power.
Kind of the cliche, love conquers everything.
Conquers everything, yeah. And that's the true fact. Yeah, and then that what gives you that faith to keep moving forward with love.
With that, you know, I'm going to make a statement that we make at the church that I attend. No matter the question, love is the answer. So I want to thank both of you for spending some time with us today, and I trust our audience got a benefit from your experiences and help them with theirs. Black Lives Matter is next. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Reverend Smith.
Thank you.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Morgan Wood, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Protests continue over the death of a 25-year-old black man in Ohio. Authorities